Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind!
No! So today, friends, you have me all to yourself. I know you like that. So really, what is this duty of care that Julia keeps going on about? And what's the difference between civil liability and criminal liability? And how do we ensure an intoxicated friend or patron gets home safely? Stay tuned for another fun and educational episode.
What are you looking at?
Thank you.
So, Julia, yes, what is the difference between civil liability and criminal liability? Well, good question, Julia. Well, in criminal liability, the police themselves, they could charge you with a crime. Okay, it just boils down to that. While in civil liability, that means an individual can sue you for damages. Yeah. So that's the main difference. You can have both at the same time, actually. But civil liability, now, that can arise in three different ways. Under the LLCA Act, right? Which is the Liquor License and Control Act, right? By a court, of course, ruling that you're negligent or you fail to provide duty of care, right? Now, duty of care, if you fail to provide duty of care, that would be under the OLA, which is the Occupiers Liability Act. Don't forget that. OLA, Occupiers Liability Act. So, under the Liquor License and Control Act, you are not allowed to sell or supply alcohol to a person who appears to be intoxicated or is intoxicated. Okay? A server must monitor her guests. That's right. That's the rule. Okay? So, servers, they must ensure that guests are not in danger of causing injury to themselves or to the other patrons or even to the staff, right? To anybody. Okay? So, yes, there's that. Now, going further, under the Occupiers Liability Act, the OLA, right, they deal with the injuries caused by the condition of the premises, right, or activities that are taking place on the premises, right? Right. So, if you have some kind of games happening on the premises that's very dangerous, that includes weights or running or something like that, right? You can be dealt with under the OLA, right? Injuries that are caused by either the condition of the premises, like something is a hazard, you know, somebody trips over something, a cord that stretch across the room, or somebody trips over a ledge that's not properly sealed, or again, as I said, anything that's happening on the premises, like any kind of game or beer game or anything like that, right? So, in other words, the occupier or the license holder, he needs or she needs to ensure that the premises, they are reasonably safe for guests. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So the occupier, they must also ensure that the conduct of the staff and the guests does not result in injury. Okay, so those games, again, like the throwing stuff or lifting weights when people are inebriated, I've seen that a couple of times. It's nuts, right? And some dangerous games that just should not be mixed with alcohol. Okay, so again, the occupier must ensure that the conduct of both staff and guests does not result in injury. Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world. Together. We'll be right back.
nation with their guns and ammunition. Police at the ease in the street.
Duty of care. So, an establishment has a duty of care to protect an intoxicated customer from injuring themselves or others. Now hear this. The intoxicated person, okay, they must be removed from the licensed area of the establishment until arrangements can be made to get them home safely. But here's the thing. The duty of care only ends when the customer is sober again. You heard that, right? Yes. Your duty of care, it ends when the customer is sober again. Right. So now, remember, if a patron is served to the point of intoxication, the people that potentially will be held liable are the manager, the server or servers, and the licensee. Yes, the licensee as well, even if they're not present. How is that possible, Julia? Well, good question, but there are a couple ways. There's something called vicarious liability. Okay, now under the Vicarious Liability Act, employers, they can be held responsible regardless of how careful they have been. Yeah, they will still be held accountable for the negligent or otherwise the wrongful conduct of their employees. Yes, this is fact. Okay, now, no, don't get it twisted. As the people say nowadays, don't get it twisted. But this does not mean, okay, it does not mean that the employers will not be held criminally or civilly liable for their own actions, right? Or their own inactions that contributed to the person's or the patron's intoxication, right? So everybody can go down, okay, on this sinking ship. So that's why it's important to always monitor our guests. Always, always monitor our guests, right? Make sure that we protect our jobs. Make sure we protect our managers. And we protect the whole establishment. Okay?
When you get your handheld breathalyzers from Not Your Child, you get a free calibration after the first year. So give yourself the peace of mind with the ability to check your own BRAC throughout the night. Get your high-quality handheld from us at notyourchild.com/driver safety and be sure about your BRAC.
And what do you know of Mr. Maxi Priest, folks? Well, first of all, his actual name is Max Alfred Elliott. I think I prefer Maxi Priest. Well, he's still alive and well, and now age 62, born in 1961 on June 10th, and he has 3 Grammy nominations, for those who didn't know, and he should have won them all, if you ask me. And also, he is one of only 2 British reggae artists to have an American Billboard number 1. Uh-huh. And I'm going to play that for you today. Yeah, I am. So, here is that number 1, Close to You, by Maxi Priest.
Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me.
I just wanna be close to you, and you are the I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When we touch and you're holding me the way.
She holds me back, or she goes too far, winding me up just to let me down. So emotional, gagging down. There's more to this than meets the eye. A devil woman locked inside. With the full moon rising, I was scared. I think I was possessed.
I just wanna be close to you. You are the things you want me to. I just wanna be close.
time your body's next to mine. Something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel. I just can't believe it's real.
When you are hearing this, I am in Italy. Seems only right you learn a little about Italian wine, and all for under $20. I'm Michael Pincus, the Grape Guy from MichaelPincusWineReview.com. I'm here to make sure you drink better for less. Starting with the 2020 Fuedo Arancio Cabernet Sauvignon, a wine from Sicily and not a region typically associated with Cabernet. This one delivers the goods for not a lot of dough. And not too much oak either. Silky on the palate with notes of chocolate, red and black cherry, as well as subtle tannins. It's a fruit-driven wine that goes well on its own or with red meat. The 2022 Fantini Sangiovese is my next selection. Sangiovese is found all over Italy and in varying styles. This one is extremely smooth and bursting with red fruit flavors. Their Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is also a great bottle at the same price. Finally, it's the 2021 Villa Puccini Toscana Governo, a red blend of Sangiovese, there it is again, along with Cabernet Sauvignon and Ciliegiolo. Don't worry about trying to pronounce that. Just know it brings cherry notes to a wine. The name means little cherry, so it makes sense. Beautiful soft texture, rich color, and maximum flavor. I'd say this one's good, which is not just for soup anymore. I'm Michael Pincus of MichaelPincusWineReview.com. I can be found on Instagram as The Grape Guy. You'll find my reviews, video links, podcasts, articles, and so much more. See you next time.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us by Seneca. And he says, "The whole duty of man may be reduced to the two points of abstinence and patience, temperance in prosperity, and courage in adversity." End quote. Let's hear that again. And this quote comes to us by Seneca. And he says, "The whole duty of man may be reduced to the two points of abstinence and patience, temperance in prosperity, and courage in adversity." I quite agree with you there, Seneca.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout-outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
I wish it could last forever, the rendezvous.